Hello, it's the 13th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A study conducted at University College London by the Institute of Health Equity concluded that fuel poverty had dangerous consequences in terms of health, especially for the young. Of the almost 32,000 people among the vulnerable in Bedford, 3,555 were suffering from a respiratory or cardiovascular condition. The data was compiled from multiple sources by the Office of National Statistics, who also warned that poor were more likely to die or be hospitalised due to cold exposure. William Roberts, the chief executive of the Royal Society of Public Health, commented that the cost of living crisis is a public health crisis and prevention of ill health is key to supporting the financial growth and well-being of the nation. Cable theft in the Harlington area was the cause of Monday night's Thameslink service disruptions between Bedford and Brighton. The missing cabling affected train signalling systems. Two men in their 20s are now being questioned by British Transport Police. A Luton cocaine dealer, Francis McConville, was sentenced to spend 7.5 years behind bars. An investigation by the Eastern Region Special Operations Unit back in 2019 revealed that the 37-year-old had earned close to £250,000 from his operation. He has now been ordered to repay close to £200,000 by Luton Crown Court. Failure to repay within 3 months will lead to an additional 21 months of imprisonment. The 21st of January marks the beginning of Bedford Borough's first Miyawaki planting scheme. The Miyawaki method allows a number of differing shrubs and trees to accelerate growth when placed in close proximity. The first planting will take place at Longholm Way in Bedford. That's all for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.